For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. There are six student dormitories on West Circle Drive on the MSU campus, and all six are named for notable women in the school's history. I met up with MSU archivist Megan Malone for a Women's History Month walk around West Circle Drive to learn about these six women, starting at Williams Hall.
Sarah Langdon Williams was the wife of the first president of Michigan Agricultural College, Joseph Williams. He was president from 1857 to 1859. And Sarah, in her own right, she was a women's rights activist. After leaving the college, she helped found a publication called The Ballot Box, which was an official publication for the suffragette movement.
I understand she was also a nurse in the Civil War.
That's correct, she was. She served on the front lines of the Civil War as a nurse.
We've walked a short distance to Gilchrist Hall, which is attached to Yakeley Hall. We're going to start by talking about Maud Gilchrist. This building was built in 1948. Who was Maud Gilchrist?
Maud Gilchrist was the dean of the Home Economics Division. She served from 1901 to 1913 in that role. And during that time, she helped increase the enrollment in the programs by 125%. And she also helped establish the first teacher education programs in the college.
We've walked a short distance to stand in front of Yakeley Hall, kind of an anachronism because Gilchrist and Yakeley are attached. So Yakeley was also built in 1948. Tell me about Alida Yakeley.
Yakeley started out as the secretary to President Jonathan Snyder in 1903. She served in that role until 1908 when she became the college's first registrar.
We've arrived at Landon Hall, which was built in 1947. Landon Hall is named after Linda Landon. Who was she?
Linda Landon was the college librarian from 1891 to 1932. She was also the first female professor at Michigan State. She taught English in the 1890s.
She was a librarian here for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was very important. She helped introduce a cataloging system for the books to aid retrieval. It was based on the Cutter system, and she also increased the number of staff at the library.
This building was built in 1947, and I understand it was the first hall built on campus after World War II.
That is correct.
Megan, we've arrived at Campbell Hall now. Campbell Hall was built in 1939, and Louise Hathaway Campbell is the namesake here. Tell us about her.
Campbell was the state home demonstration leader from 1921 to 1930, and she was instrumental in bringing the wealth of knowledge contained in the Michigan State's home economics program to people throughout the state of Michigan.
Megan, we've arrived at the last of these buildings named for women on the MSU campus. Built in 1931, this is Mayo Hall, named after Mary Mayo.
So Mary Mayo was a leader in the Grange, which was an agricultural organization in the state of Michigan. And she advocated for the establishment of the home economics program at Michigan State. She gave a lot of lectures and speeches and wrote articles about the importance of women having the same educational opportunities as men did.
Mayo Hall was built in 1931, making it the oldest residence hall on campus. It's interesting that the oldest residence hall remaining on campus is one of these buildings named after a woman.
That's correct, and it wasn't always supposed to be that way. The original name that they were going to give the building was Sylvan Lodge, and which kind of bucked the trend of naming them after their function or naming them after an important person. And so there was a little bit of disagreement over that. And so they took the advice of the Associated Women students and named the building after Mary Mayo.
Well, I'm glad we've had a chance to observe Women's History Month by learning more about the women of West Circle Drive on the MSU campus, these six buildings all named after women. Megan Malone is Collections and Outreach Archivist with the MSU Archives and Historical Collections. Thanks for going on this little tour with me.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.